Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's already well known that the builders of Newgrange were familiar with the movements of the sun and stars. But that understanding may be even more sophisticated than was previously thought. Joe Fenwick is an archaeological field officer at the University of Galway. Good afternoon, Joe.
Oh, good afternoon, Sean. Yeah, great to speak with you.
Were there particular aspects of Newgrange that you were concentrating on and that you thought there hasn't been an answer for this yet?
Well, in fact, it started as a wider investigation of the Brúna Boyne tombs itself, particularly the really big ones of Newgrange, Nowth and Dowth. So I was looking at a calendrical framework for regional gatherings in the Neolithic, and it just so happened that the facet related to Newgrange and its megalithic art caught the eye of Sean Duke, a scientific journalist there recently. So that became the angle, you might say, of that particular article. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is fascinating, though. Having said that, the notion that solar phenomenon, megalithic art and the architecture are all rolled into one, and these dictate regional gatherings way back in the past as well.
Yeah, in what way does it dictate regional gatherings?
Well, I suppose the obvious one at Newgrange is that Newgrange, as you know, perhaps one of the largest passage tombs in Europe. And there's three very large passage tombs in the Boyne Valley. It's aligned to the winter solstice sunrise. So it effectively, that particular date in midwinter, effectively marks one ritual gathering, one religious gathering, one event in the calendar of events in Neolithic Brúna Boyne. But perhaps what's not known is the fact that this alignment, which is also carved into the megalithic art of the entrance stone, is also carved into the megalithic stone of a megalithic stone at the back of the tomb, curbstone 52. And essentially what it is a vertical line on the entrance stone and a vertical line on K52 at the back of the mound. And if you were to string a length of twine between the vertical line on one stone and the vertical line on the other to go straight down the middle of the passageway through the centre of the cruciform chamber. Mm. And that gave the Neolithic builders the alignment to their tomb before they started constructing. And that alignment had already been aligned, you might say, on the winter solstice.
Does that imply those two stones were there first and then they, in a way, built the tomb, around that?
Well, probably not, because we know the stones were carved in situ, but it's quite likely that they had large wooden pegs marking this alignment. Mm. And then later on, they made it a more permanent fixture by placing the stones there. So essentially, that alignment is aligned on the winter solstice sunrise. But by default, which is interesting because it's a definite alignment to that, it also has alignment to the summer solstice sunset at the other side of the tomb, which is very interesting. So effectively Newgrange had an alignment to two solar events, to the winter solstice sunrise and the summer solstice sunset as well. So basically both solstices were celebrated at Newgrange.
The spiral carvings then on some of the rocks, what are they thought to represent? Or what's the theory now of what they are thought to represent?
Well, it had always been supposed that these were solar symbols. There were a number of symbols that people have said were solar symbols, but without really giving an explanation for why these might be solar symbols. But it can be explained. And even though, people might think that you're trying to decipher the art, you're trying to decode the art, I think the best we can do is give a plausible explanation for what it might mean. And in the case of the entrance stone to Newgrange, there's a fair possibility of doing that, because we know the tomb was aligned to the winter solstice sunrise, and we know that the megalithic art on the entrance stone was applied in situ. It was carved in situ in place. So simply by putting two and two together, you might suggest that it infers that the megalithic art may refer to this particular solar phenomenon in some way. And we also know, of course, that the vertical line carved on the entrance stone is a symbol, essentially, for the winter solstice alignment. So the spirals to either side of that vertical line then have a particular significance in this regard. And so it's probably likely that the early astronomers, I'm going to call them astronomers in the Neolithic, because I think that's what they were. They were almost proto-scientific. They had a proto-scientific understanding of the cosmos at the time. And they were well aware of the progressively shallow arcuate journey of the sun across the southern skies, you know, from the southeast to the southwest, as the days approach the winter solstice, for instance. And its widening wheel across the top of the sky, the dome of the sky, from the northeast to the northwest on approaching the summer solstice. And I think it must have become apparent to them that these observations of the sun, they make a series of concentrically arcuate journeys through the sky from one day to the next. And the journeys get progressively larger from winter solstice to summer solstice and smaller from summer solstice to winter solstice. So in fact, the solar cycle can be divided into two halves, punctuated by the standstills at the solstices, if you gather me. Hopefully I'm losing it now, Sean. But anyway, I'm getting on to the spirals here. But the astronomers also understood that the daily journeys, the concentric journeys, continue below the horizon after sunset during the hours of darkness, and they reemerge the next day. And so an astute observer in the Neolithic, I'm sure, realized that the journeys didn't constitute a series of concentric circles, but instead formed a single unbroken journey, or a clockwise spiral from winter to summer, and a clockwise spiral spiraling inwards from summer to winter. So effectively, the spirals now take on a greater significance, as these represent the two halves of the annular solar cycle. So in the case of the entrance dome to Newgrange, what's really fascinating and really caught my attention was the fact that the spirals on the left-hand side spiral clockwise from the interior to the exterior. They spiral, they get larger as they spiral clockwise, whereas the spirals on the other side of the vertical line, on the left-hand side, they get progressively smaller as they spiral inwards. On the right-hand side, they get progressively larger as they spiral outwards clockwise. So essentially, what you're looking at is sort of a shorthand representation of the representation of the solar cycle of the sun through the year. The cycle from the winter or the summer solstice to the winter solstice on the left-hand side, the vertical line went representing the winter solstice, and the right-hand side representing the movement of the sun then from the winter solstice to the summer solstice. So it's really a representation of the solar cycle throughout the year. And so the spirals have that special significance either side of that vertical line.
Yeah, okay. So it's a representation rather than you couldn't use it as a guide, or they didn't use it as a guide of any sort.
No, I think it's very much a symbolic representation of that. And so the spirals then take on a particular significance, depending on whether the spirals appear to circle, get larger as they spiral clockwise, or get smaller as they circle clockwise. That tells you what part of the year, what half of the year they're referring to.
Yeah.
So they're embedded in the stone there at the entrance to Newgrange. So it's really just that. It's telling you that this art represents the cycle of the sun and throughout the course of the year. And so that probably gives us a greater insight into how other aspects of the megalithic art may have functioned in their understanding of the cosmos as well.
Are there any other carvings in Newgrange particularly where it's yet to be decoded what it might mean?
Well, this is it. They're quite difficult, I'd imagine, to decode, because I think the way to decode it is to look at the stones that have been carved in situ and to see if they are related in any way to other features of the tomb, other elements of the architecture. Certainly, curbstone 52 at the back of Newgrange, for instance, also has a vertical line, and that marks the alignment to the summer solstice sunset. And in that instance, the art is divided into two halves there as well. And there's a distinct dichotomy between both sides, which is, another oddity. And it probably has a significance to do with the summer solstice, but it's more difficult to understand. Maybe somebody might come up with an explanation for it.
Well, you never know. Joe, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Joe Fenwick there, an archaeological field officer at the University of Galway.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.